Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast for Live the Promise. Enjoy the conversation. For tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in, and a very happy Thursday to you. So, guess what? We're doing something kind of new, and we're just going to see if it works. You know how sometimes you throw an idea against the wall like a noodle, and you see if it sticks? Well, we've done that before. We did that with Bible Answers with Dr. Ron Rhodes. That became a hit, so we do that every month. We did Health and Healing with Dr. Troy. We thought, let's give this a try, see if it goes. That's been a hit. Let's see what else. Redemption Stories with Liz Curtis Higgs. That's always a great hit. So this is our first edition, and maybe it's our last. If it doesn't go well, we'll give it a few tries, right, Matt? We're not going to throw it away after one time.
No, absolutely not. It takes time to build things up.
That's right.
Right.
He's ever the optimist, Matthew is. When I want to go, I don't think it's working. He's like, we're 5 minutes in.
That might be the only time anyone has ever said that.
Matthew the optimist. Okay. So are you ready for this? What it is Talk to Me Thursday. And Matt, we're just looking for people to call in, and we're going to establish a topic and a theme. But if you want to talk about something else, it's Talk to Me Thursday. You can talk about it. But we're starting with, what are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? And so I'm going to open the phone lines right now. What keeps you up at night? What stresses you out? Maybe you found a way to deal with your fears. We're going to talk about fears from several different angles. You can call in anonymously. I've got a stack of books in studio here for everybody who calls. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. Matt, I'm going to put you on the spot because you have to lead by example to see if this is something. What are you afraid of, or what keeps you up at night, or what causes some soul unrest for you?
Probably having to do with my kids and how to parent them in a way that's effectively to keep them in mind of how Christ wants us to live our lives instead of being legalistic and everything about rules.
Exactly. And you've got four kids. Say how old they are.
10, 8, 5, will be 5 in March and 3 in February.
Amazing. So he's got a little quiver full, and he is the all-American family man. I absolutely love that. So I'd love to know from you, what keeps you up at night? And seriously, if you don't call me, I'm going to totally stress out, and it's going to keep me up tonight.
So. We heard you like to sing. You're going to start doing that, right?
No. All right. You don't want me singing. You need to be calling me. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. I'm not above manipulation and bribery today, but if this becomes not a thing, like if you just don't want to talk to me on Thursdays, we will do something totally different, but we thought it was kind of a fun idea. And we know that politics is kind of a thing, right? And so I want to play an Andy Stanley clip while I wait for these calls to come in. If you get on the air, I've got a book for you. I've got several different books I brought in studio. But listen to what Andy Stanley has to say regarding the political culture.
Now, real quick, I want to say something to a couple groups, all right? First, I want to say something to all of you who are 45 years old and older. You don't have to raise your hand, okay? 45 and older. Look up here. Many of you have grown weary and you've lost heart. And the reason is because you have fixed your eyes on a political system. You have fixed your eyes on a political leader. You have fixed your eyes on the good old days. You fixed your eyes on the economy. And you are growing weary, and you need to knock it off. And I'll tell you why. Because you are scaring the children. You are. Now look up here, look. The generation that's coming along behind us are going to take their cue from us. And here's the cue we're giving them. Oh my goodness, if we don't get the right person elected in office, it's the end of the world. If we don't fix the economy, it's the end of the world. If we don't have religious freedom like my mama and my grandmama had religious freedom, it's the end of the world. Oh my goodness, if we don't get the right laws passed, if we don't have the right policies, it's all coming unraveled. Nothing could be further from the truth. Look up here. Government and government matters, policies matter, but neither of those matter as much as men and women who understand this word. Faith. Confidence that God keeps His promises and that nothing can thwart the plans of God. We know this from the Old Testament. We know this from the New Testament. We know this because the most powerful person in Judea, Pilate, looked at Jesus and said, "What is truth? Crucify Him. Game over. It's done. Let's move on." And the only reason you know who Pilate is, the only reason you know who Pilate is because you know the story of Jesus. Pilate, the governor, becomes a footnote in the story of Jesus. In fact, most of the first century people you know about because they're part of the story of Jesus. We have nothing to fear. So all of you people over 45, knock it off. You need to model for the next generation that God is in control. God can be trusted. Get involved in the political system. Get involved in culture. Get involved in your society. But you never fix your eyes there. You fix your eyes on Jesus.
Can I get an amen? And don't you love that? You're scaring the children. This is a time for faith. They really are watching. Do we believe this stuff? Okay, I see the calls coming in. Be patient because Aaron has his work cut out for you. This is our first edition of what I hope will be many. Talk to me Thursday. Today we're talking about what keeps you up at night. What are you afraid of? Jackie, checking in from Oakdale. Hey, Jackie, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm better. Yeah? I've been worried about my adult sons. And it's just the spirit of fear that has been trying to overtake me. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And I'm praying to God and trust God to anoint me with the Holy Spirit so I will continue to pray for my children. And God has given me the children. I'm the mother, even though they're adults. So God has equipped me to pray for them. So I'm just trusting the Lord and demanding this spirit of fear to lead me in Jesus' name. I'm not going to have it anymore.
Come on, Jackie.
I'm going to trust God.
Amen. Don't you love her, man?
I'm going to trust God. Yes.
Well, Jackie, you are a woman of mighty faith. I'm gonna send you the book, Anxious, Choosing Faith in a World of Worry. And as a mother of sons, I will testify that parenting adult children in this culture is not for sissies. It is something that makes us rise up. But we have the power of the risen Christ within us. And so in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for Jackie. And I pray you'd be the hound of heaven after her son. Lord, that you would cut off every circumstance and every person from his life that lies to him. And you'd surround him with people and circumstances that speak life. Life-giving truth. We commit Jackie to you and Jackie's son to you, and we thank you that you love her. Thank you for what you're making of Jackie in the prayer room in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Susie. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Love you. Yeah. Woo! Thank you for calling.
Love you too.
I love Talk to Me Thursday so far. Okay, we've got James checking in from Plymouth. Hey, James, how are you? Oh, we accidentally hung up on James. He was probably afraid of that, too. That was a pun. I'm just kidding. We're going to get James. Please call back. That was an accident. Jane is checking in from Canada. Hey, Jane, how are you today?
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Well, I'm so grateful I found this station. We don't get Christian radio up here. It's not allowed. There has to be an equal amount of everything. My sister got me a transistor radio for Christmas, and I found a station and this is actually the first time I've ever heard you, so I'm not exactly sure who you are.
That's okay.
But she sure have spoke to my heart today.
Wow.
Well, and my fears, what makes me afraid is I have a sister that died of MS, and I had a sister that died in April. She had fibromyalgia, and then she developed blood cancer. And I myself was a nurse for many years, and on my back there's a lesion, and it's not operable, and it has left me housebound for about 10 years now, and I have had some falls where I kind of. I've had to wait until someone came so I could call to the phone. Anyways, that's in a nutshell, my friends call me a strong prayer warrior because I do spend quite a bit of time in prayer, although I must confess I don't pray for myself, and maybe I should. I don't know.
But okay, Jane.
I don't know why I'm talking to a perfect stranger about this, but it must have been a reason why God put the phone line on.
So glad to have you listening. We've got lots of Canadian friends who tune in, and I understand that whole health challenge. I've dealt with health stuff my whole adult life. But I challenge you to pray for yourself, because if God does something for you, it doesn't mean he has less resources for somebody else. So he won't be lacking by blessing you. He's a God of infinite resources. So, Father, I do pray for Jane. I pray you give her a heart to even pray for herself, and for our listeners to pray for her, too. I ask you to heal her beyond her wildest dreams, and I pray you continue to use her in mighty ways. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jane, thank you. And yay.
I didn't get actually what your name is.
My name is Susie. And if you have a chance to give Aaron your mailing address, we'll send you a copy of this book. It's titled Anxious, Choosing Faith in a World of Worry. God bless you, honey. Thank you. All right. We've got Jim checking in from Anoka. Hey, Jim, how are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What keeps you up at night? Or what are you afraid of?
My daughter came to me a couple of years ago and told me that she's a bisexual. Hmm. And we used to be involved in the church when she was a young child. And when she was 17, her stepmom, who she loved as her own mother, passed away from leukemia. And we drifted away from the church. And she's flat out rejects faith in Jesus now, and really keeps me up at night.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so painful. Jim, do you sense it's time for you maybe to get back to church?
Oh, I'm totally involved in my church.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
After my wife passed away, I fell into a meth addiction for 10 years. So she's had one tragic thing after another in her life, you know, losing me for 10 years. And we've since mended our relationship, and I'm in recovery now. And I'm actually starting a recovery program in my church.
Wow. Good for you, Jim.
Soon.
So, wow. Let's...
But still, she's... still is not willing to accept faith, you know.
Wow. I'm going to send you also, do I have another copy of Anxious? I'm going to send you a copy of this book, Anxious, Choosing Faith in a World of Worry. But I'm going to pray for your daughter right now. Can we do that?
Please.
Well, Father, I thank you for Jim, and I thank you for the redemption in his own life and how you've restored him in spite of heartbreak and hardship. And we together, everybody listening together, agree, Lord, that we ask you, Lord, that you would go after his daughter, that you'd cut her off again from circumstances and people that are lying to her, and surround her with people who will love her and point her to you. Cut off every scheme of the enemy against her life. And I pray there'd be an about face in the very near future, and she would know your love in a way that heals her in the deepest way. Lord, we commit her to you. We thank you for her, and we believe that the story's not over yet. In Jesus' name. Jim, God bless you, and thank you for calling today.
Thank you very much.
All right, we do have to take a break. Polly from Pennsylvania, you're up next, and I see Ross and Esther. We're taking you next as well. It is Talk to Me Thursday. Our theme today is what keeps you up at night? What is stressing you out? What are you afraid of? You can call anonymously if you'd like. I brought in a stack of books. If you get on the air and you can give Aaron your address, you get a book. Talk to Me Thursday. Don't go away. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing something different, and if this works, we're going to do it every Thursday. I see the phone screen is all filled up, so that's really good news. But I'm telling you what we're doing. Talk to Me Thursday is what it's called. So second hour on Thursdays from now on. If this is something you want to do, it's between you and me, baby. Talk to Me Thursday. Our theme today for this hour is fear. What are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? You can totally feel free to call anonymously if you'd like. And if you get on the air, I've got a book for you. I've got a stack of books I brought in studio. 877-933-2484. We've got Polly checking in from Pennsylvania. Hey, Polly, thanks for holding. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing well as well. So what's on your heart today?
Well, I have kind of a fear of the future, kind of like waiting for the shoe to drop, so to speak, you know, what bad thing is going to happen next.
Because
we've had a lot of bad things happen. My husband is now in the nursing home with Parkinson's and dementia, and I have a lot of health issues. And I lay awake at night just worried about what's going to happen, the Lord's going to provide. I guess I just need some more faith. So I'd like for you to pray for me to have more faith in the future and feel God's love in our lives.
I will definitely pray for that. The book I want to give you is called A Fresh Look at Fear. And, Paul, I just got to read a quick excerpt here, and I see other calls coming in. Hang with us. Be patient if you would. But this is from Dan Bauman's book that I'm going to send to you. He says, we do not like to be seen as vulnerable. We do not like our weakness to be exposed. It frightens us. It's often the case that our fear is motivated by a dislike for feeling weak. Of course, we'd rather feel confident, but fear is an open invitation to run to God, and so is our weakness. For most of us, feeling weak triggers a reactionary impulse to get rid of our weakness and somehow hide it. I would like to propose that weakness is actually a good thing. In fact, weakness is a gift. Anything that causes us to run to God in this life is a gift. And this book is so much about addressing those core fears and leaning into the absolute love of God. So I'm going to pray for you now, Polly, that God would just envelop you with peace, because your stuff is hard. You've got hard stuff, but he's with us. He's an ever-present help in trouble. And Jesus, I thank you for Polly, that you are with her, that you love her, and that you're going to make a way where there is no way. I pray you would nourish her heart and soul as she's caring for her husband and looking at the future. You're the one who took it upon yourself to be her provider. You said you would supply all of her needs according to your riches, not hers. I pray you'd put a fire in Polly's heart to pray reverse thunder back to you, to pray your word back to you and remind you of your promises, not because you need reminding, but maybe she does. I pray as she starts to pray in faith about provision, about peace, about your presence, that she would know a peace that passes understanding. I commit this dear girl to you, and I thank you for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Don't give up hope, Polly. God is with you.
Thank you.
Bless you. Okay, Matthew, you just tell me who's next, because he's running a very busy board with Aaron. I appreciate him so much.
Let's go to Esther in Sioux Falls.
Okay. Hey, Esther, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Susie. It's good to talk to you.
And you as well. Thanks for calling. What's on your heart today?
You had said, first a smile, because as I was reading through Scripture in Daniel 4:25, I came across the verse that says, the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he chooses. And it seems like no matter what happens in the world, if our relationship with him is direct, we'll come out okay.
Indeed.
So, I just put the country into it, and somebody reminded me the other day that God could even use words that come out of the mouth of a donkey.
Come on.
Although there's words that that Scripture uses. But so I feel peace. I'm wary. I'm alert. I'm apprehensive of some possibilities, because I know the Lord can work that part out as he chooses.
I'm so.
But I have I have a son who grew up in church and in home, and was very active in youth evangelism. And then he did his graduate studies at one of our larger universities, and met a lovely, lovely lady who is director of family peds at one of our children's research hospitals. He is leaving the Lord out of his life right now. His two little children are in a Christian daycare, so they get tidbits, but they're not being raised in a Christian and a Christ-centered home. And that's what concerns me.
Yeah. And that, nothing hits closer than our children. And first of all, Esther, the book I'm sending to you is called Frequency, Tune In, Hear God, by Robert Morris. It says, God is speaking all the time. Do you hear him? And I just even sense just your willingness and ability to have perspective in this culture when so many people have lost their mind speaks to your heart and your groundedness in the Lord. And again, parenting these adult kids is something for heroes, for sure. I pray this book will just encourage you. But let's just pray real quick for your son and his wife. Can we do that?
Yes, let's do that.
Lord, I thank you for Esther and her just grounded sense of perspective given our cultural state today. And I just commit her son and his wife and their kids to you. And we ask you to put people in their life that love you, that model faith beautifully, that quicken and activate his spiritual root system and give his wife a spiritual hunger. I thank you the story's not over yet, Lord. And that because Esther walks with you, you are going to pursue those kids in a special way. We commit them to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, dear, for calling. All right, we've got Sherry checking in from Memphis. We've got about 3 minutes to our bottom of the hour break. Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine, Susie. And first, I just want to say thank you for your morning and evening blessings. They have blessed me so much over the past few weeks.
So grateful, Sherry. Honored to do that. So what's on your heart? What keeps you up at night?
About a year ago, my husband was dealing with addictions and depression, and ended up in several rehabs and then decided to file for divorce, and he left my children and I and moved, and it's just been devastating. And he has gotten away from God. I'm not sure of his salvation, and I just want God to first put his hand back on him and grant him mercy and redeem him and restore him. But then I also want him to come back to our family. I want my marriage and family restored. And it's just caused such anxiety and despair for, and I know that's the enemy, and I'm trying to trust more that God wants, he loves my husband as much as he loves me, and he wants the best for him. But I just want him to grant mercy and save him and restore him and then restore our marriage.
Sherry, you just got to know that you are so much stronger than you think. I mean, you feeling going towards despair and angst and is so understandable given what you've been through. But I know for because I've been in the despair ditch before, it is so toxic for our soul, but it's understandable given what you've been through. But the fact that you're interceding for him and for your marriage at this point is so powerful. First of all, the book I'm going to send you is titled When I Lay My Isaac Down, Unshakable Faith in Unthinkable Circumstances, because that's what you're in right now. We got to go to a break here in 1 minute, but I'm going to say a prayer for you if I could, all right?
Yes, please.
Well, Father, I thank you for Sherry. I thank you that she's so much stronger than she knows because you're strong in her. And I pray that you'd speak to her even in the night hours as she sleeps. Give her wisdom as to how to strategically stand for her husband and for her family. I pray that your kindness would lead him to repentance and he would come running back home. I ask you to take what the enemy has meant for evil and turn it for good in Jesus' name. Thank you for Sherry. I pray you'd show her in the days ahead how you see her. Show her why you're fond of her. Show her what's in her that attracts your favor, what you love about how you made her. I just pray that she would sense your smile over her, Lord. And thank you, God, that it's not over till you say it's over. We love you. We commit this dear family to you now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, dear Sherry. We got to pause here and take a break. I see an anonymous caller coming in. Love to hear from you. And I think Sherry also, hang with me, Sherry. I'll take your call as well. It's Talk to Me Thursday. We're talking about fear. What keeps you up at night? What's stressing you out? You sure can call anonymously if you'd like. Got a stack of books I'd love to get into your hands. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing something different. And if this flies, we're going to try to do this every Thursday, second hour. It's called Talk to Me Thursday. We've had a lot of calls so far, and this is a chance for you to call in and chat with me. The theme this hour is fear. What are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? And maybe you've learned to deal with it in a way that would help somebody else. Feel free to call anonymously if you'd like. And give your address if you want a book, because I brought a stack of different kinds of books in studio with me. 877-933-2484. Anonymous is checking in. Not even sure what city they're from. Nope, we don't have them. Okay, let's see. Sherry from Cottage Grove. Hey, Sherry, how are you today?
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate you doing this on Thursday. I think it's going to help a lot of people. I'm a praying parent and a praying grandparent, but, oh, I spend so much time in the evening just praying my heart out for my grandchildren in this culture, and especially their safety in school. I just can't seem to put it to rest.
Well, the book that I just grabbed for you, Sherry, is fantastic. It's called Praying the News. Your prayers are more powerful than you know. Discover how you can help those in need and change the world by Craig Von Buzek. You will love it. It is such a powerful book, and I think it'll put a fire in your belly. So first of all, thank you for praying. But second of all, I echo that discernment of the days that we're in. And so it just goes to show you this is why God has you on the earth for such a time as this, knowing you would be a kingdom woman who prays God's word. So thank you for being that person.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, and I hope that you love this book, Praying the News. Okay, now we've got anonymous caller online. I'm not sure what city they're calling from, but doesn't matter. Anonymous friend, you are on the air. How are you today? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, Susie?
Doing well. Thanks for calling today. We're talking about fear. What keeps you up at night?
Worrying about my teenage daughter and afraid that she's becoming addicted to marijuana and making bad choices with her boyfriend. And trying to get her to not turn away from God and to keep on track so she can go to college in a year.
Absolutely. That would be something that would keep you up at night for sure. The book at the tip of my fingers I'm grabbing for you, it says, What Women Should Know About Letting Go, Breaking Free from the Power of Guilt, Discouragement, and Defeat. And it doesn't probably at first glance sound like it even fits what you're talking about, but I think it does, because so often the enemy gets into these wounds, and this is why we sin out of those places. And I'm thinking as you read this, God will give you some discernment as to what's bugging her under the surface. And I would even ask, Lord, what is she numbing? What hurt is she trying to compensate for? And I just have the feeling this book will be something that's helpful to you. But can we pray for her right now?
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Father, thank you for this dear friend who called today and her daughter, and just that she's standing on the wall for this dear girl. I pray, God, that sin would not be pleasant for her daughter. I pray it would leave a wretched taste in her mouth, and it would just fail her quickly enough that she would want to turn her back and find you again. I pray that you would put people in her life that model your love so beautifully that it would put a taste on her tongue for your presence, Lord. We're to be the salt and the light. I pray, God, you'd put light in her path. I pray you'd put salty people in her path that would make her hungry and thirsty for what you have for her. And I'd even ask that you'd awaken some dreams in her for the call of God on her life. But I pray for this dear girl at this moment, and we thank you for her, that story again is not over yet. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
Thank you, dear. God bless you. Matt, I already forgot which one you told me to take. Okay, Suzanne. Hey, Suzanne, how are you today?
Hi, I'm good. Maintaining.
Maintaining. What's going on for you?
Well, it's been a long journey. I have a lot of fears, but the fear that I'm dealing with right now is transitioning into another opportunity that's not in front of me, but I know is waiting for me, and I'm very unhappy at the current job, and I'm just in fear of just moving on, maybe taking a risk of not having a job but finding a new one. It's just a lot of fears because it's taken me many years to finally be on my own again.
So do you feel like you're taking a leap? Do you have a sense from God you're supposed to leave your job before you have a current one?
It's really been on my heart, yeah. And I've ignored it. I've, you know, been on this journey with them. I've tried to work out differences. I, at the same time, have a lot of health issues that I have to be away from work. And I think it's just at the point where maybe I need to let it go and find what I'm destined to do. And it's kind of scary when I have nobody.
You know, I think it's very tempting to make a choice when it's really, really hard, because sometimes, you know, especially when you physically don't feel well, The goal is relief. I want relief from this wretched situation. I don't feel understood. I don't feel well. But I often say wisdom's path is peace. And I pray that you will go with the peace of God, because the peace of God won't ever lead you astray. And I'm nervous about you making a choice unless you have confirmation and you've got some wise counselor speaking into your life, especially with health issues and not having something else to back it up. Can I just pray for that? Because, again, I totally understand when it just starts to feel old and feel tired and it just feels like it's maybe coming to an end. But I think it's a scary thing to maybe bring something to a quick end if it's not time for it to end yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you the book, yeah. A Fresh Look at Fear, Encountering Jesus in Our Weakness. I think it's perfect, perfect for you. But let me pray for you now, okay?
Okay.
Well, Lord, I thank you for my dear sister, Suzanne, and I pray. I can hear the fatigue in her. And, Lord, I pray that you'd protect her from making a decision that would make her more afraid because it's out of your will. I pray, God, you keep her in the center of your will. I pray that peace that passes understanding would flood her being right now, and clarity would flood her being right now, and you would keep her from making a mistake, God. And Lord, if you do have a different place for her, give her the courage and the grit to hang in there until that next door opens up. Lord, I know that you have a plan to prosper her, not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. So I trust you with Suzanne. I just ask you, God, to put people in her life that can speak life and speak wisdom to her. And Lord, I pray you'd encourage her and give her the energy and the grit to hang in there until you say it's time to go. As my pastor says, we're not free to leave until we're free to stay. So I pray somehow you'd even give her a grace in her current assignment to stay until it's exactly the right time to leave. Help her not to take things into her own hands, to trust you with the timing. You will not forsake her. I thank you that that's true. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hang in there, dear girl, okay?
Okay.
Bye-bye. This book will encourage you, I'm sure of it. Okay, Matthew, we've got an anonymous friend checking in from, I'm not sure where, but anonymous friend, you're on the air.
Hi there, Susie.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I have a teenage daughter who is struggling with anxiety and depression and same-sex attraction now.
Hmm.
And just very heartbroken.
Yeah. How are you doing?
I have my moments. Mm. Lots and lots and lots of prayer. And God sustaining me.
He's so faithful that way. Well, I've come through my stack and I have a new stack. So I'm going to, I have an idea. I might give you the Fresh Look at Fear. That's a really, really good book. But during the break, I might switch that out for something else that may fit you better. But let's pray for her right now, can we?
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you for my anonymous sister. I thank you that you love her with an everlasting love, and you care about her hurts and her dreams and her heartbreak. And we commit this dear daughter of hers to you as well. I hate depression so bad. I pray, God, that you'd protect this dear girl from making life-altering decisions while she's depressed. And, Lord, we say thank you that you care about her. I pray in the name of Jesus you would break the stronghold of depression off of her, that she would suddenly feel free and she'd get the spring back in her step. I pray that rejection and inferiority and insecurity would be just banished from her as well, that she would suddenly be flooded with the joy of the Lord and she would know it's you, that she'd be flooded with a sense of acceptance and she'd know it's you. And, God, that you'd break off and keep her from destructive relationships, God, and she would know it's you. Lord, you've assigned angels to her care. Would you guard and guide and block her path from anything and everything that would hurt her? And we commit her to you, Lord. I believe with all my heart we're going to see a wave of people who've been depressed come out of it and are healed instantly. And I ask that she would be one of them, Lord. Do a miracle in her life that only you can do, and show this dear mama how to pray strategically and when. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. You are a dear. Don't give up, and I know you won't. Good to talk with you today. 877-933-2484. It is Talk to Me Thursday. We're talking about fear, what keeps you up at night. We've got Mike checking in from Ohio. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Oh, just great, Susie.
Good to talk
how
with
are you.
I'm well as well. Glad to talk with you today. What's going on?
Well, I was telling your producer there, As far as fear goes, over the past 2 years, Jesus Christ has absolutely vanquished and destroyed all the fear in my heart and in my life.
Wow. How so?
Well, I'm 60 years old, and I spent 45 years being addicted to drugs and alcohol. And during that time, I mean, every day for me was a suicidal moment.
Wow.
I was extremely depressed, extremely. I mean, I was bent from here to China. And 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, God told me, you know, that's enough. And I argued with him, and I was like, no, I'm not done yet. And he said, yeah, you are. And I was like, no. And he said, well, you want some more of this? And I mean, I had to surrender. And but anyway, but in the past 2 years, as I've grown closer to God and just developed that relationship with the Lord, I mean, I'm not worried about anything in my life. I mean, if the whole world implodes, it's okay, because I know who's buttering my bread, so to speak.
You know, you remind me, Mike, first of all, such an inspiration that you overcame and you were standing here free. I've got a dear, dear friend who had colon cancer and walked through chemo. And I asked her, I said, are you afraid when you go back for the recheck? And she goes, I'm not afraid of anything. And she said it with such grit. And I said, well, why is that? And she said, I've been to hell, and God was with me there. And it seems like you're testifying the same way. You've been through the valley of the shadow, and God was with you. He's having conversations with you there. You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. God carried me through everything. I've never, throughout all that self-inflicted madness, I've never been hospitalized. I've never been in jail. I've never even had to go see a doctor in my entire life.
Wow.
I'm 60 years old. I don't take any meds.
Amazing.
I don't have any issues. And believe me, I was a mess during the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. I mean, I was just a mess, and no physical repercussion whatsoever.
You know, I think, Mike, had you call because somebody's listening who's right now probably high, or they're listening today thinking there's no way out, and you're a living, breathing testimony that God still does perform miracles today. Thank you. Thank you. And I got to tell you, my stack of books has gone low, but I have a whole nother stack. I just can't reach them and stay behind the mic at the same time. So during my break, I'm running over to that bookshelf. I'm going to find you a great book, and we'll get you one, okay?
Oh, no problem.
Okay, sir.
No problem.
We're pausing now. We got to take a break. But I hope you'll call back again and keep us posted on how you're doing, all right?
Oh, no. I'm good.
I am.
So good.
Yay. All right, we got to take a break. I see some other calls coming in. It's Talk to Me Thursday. Aaron's been busy taking the calls. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is of The Promise. So we're trying something different today. So far, it's been a smashing hit. Maybe I bribed and begged a little too much. So we'll see what happens next Thursday. But we're implementing something new. It's called Talk to Me Thursday. Second hour of the show, we're going to just talk with you. And this theme today has been fear. What are you afraid of? What keeps you up at night? And we've not really even been able to get to all the calls, which is really something. David's checking in from Minneapolis. Hey, David, how are you today?
Hey there, Susie. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good.
Doing well.
What's going on?
Well, I'm calling because my wife and I recently decided that I'm going to be a stay-at-home dad, and it's very exciting. We've got our first girl coming here in about a month, and I think the fear of uncharted territory parenthood is keeping me up at night, and it's more of an exciting fear, if that makes sense at all.
100%.
So just getting ready for it. Looking forward to it, and just praying for an exciting month ahead.
You sound like you. I can just tell by the tone of your voice, you're going to be an amazing dad, and I'm so proud of and impressed with you for being willing to do this. And what a force you will be in that child's life. And I have the perfect book for you. It's by Jeff Mannion. We just had him on recently, and he's one of our favorites to have on. This book is called The Land Between, Finding God in Difficult Transitions. And some, you know, a lot of these transitions can be blessings, but they're still transition. Just, it does take some energy. Do you know what I mean? And this is kind of that time in between how you find God in it. I think it'll be a great encouragement to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you'll call back and give us an update once that baby comes. Tell us how it's going, all right?
I will, okay.
You're going to be amazing. I know it. I feel it.
Thanks.
It's going to be great. Bless you,
Thanks.
Sir. All right, we've got Dennis checking in from St. Paul. Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Hi, Susie. I'm good. I would like some prayer, and just I'm really afraid for my grandson right now. He's 22. He's working at a fast food restaurant. And he's a real hard worker, but he's with a girl, and he's got two kids, and they haven't got much money to spend on groceries or apartment or anything else, and they're just heading down the old rabbit hole, and he's got two credits left to finish his high school degree, and I just can't seem to, him or his folks can't seem to get him motivated to do that so he can get something better.
Mm. You know, we've talked about this.
Afraid of what's gonna...
I was just going to say, the parenting of adult kids in this day is probably the single most greatest stress that I hear from listeners. It is such a, and I know you're a grandpa, but it's the same thing. He's just flesh of your flesh and someone you love. I'm going to pray for him. The book I grabbed for you is by Rusty George, and it's titled When You, Then God, Seven Things God is Waiting to Do in Your Life, just about moving forward in faith and trusting God. I hope that encourages you. But let's pray for him right now, can we?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lord, I thank you so much for Dennis and for his family, for his praying grandpa heart. And we commit his grandson to you, Lord. And I pray just if there's anything ever that happened to him in his past that compelled him to think small, compelled him to be afraid of failure or the fear of rejection, I pray that you would speak to his heart now and bring healing in that place so he would have the courage to take some risks, to get his credits, and to live in a bigger story than you have for him, Lord God. We commit him to you. I pray for Dennis in the days ahead that he would have just divine download from you, insight into his grandson's story. Story, so he would know strategically how to stand for him and battle for him. We love you, Lord. I thank you that you care about this boy, and his story is not over yet. We commit him to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Susie. God bless you.
And you too as well, sir. God bless you. I want to, let's play, let's see, we got ready? Okay, St. Paul. I've got an anonymous friend checking in from St. Paul. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thanks for taking my call, Susie.
Absolutely. What's going on?
My biggest fear is being the parent, a single parent to a 3.5-year-old.
Mm.
The reason why I'm a single parent has led me to have a deeper relationship with God, but I'm so scared. It's a hard task, and I also fear that if something were to happen to me, you know, she would be raised without my guidance.
Tell me this. Are you newly a single parent?
I've been a single parent since she was born.
Hmm.
So that's been very, very hard. It was an abusive relationship that I left, and that I am very proud of, and I'm very blessed to be where I am.
Yeah. You are a survivor, you know, and the book that I grabbed for you is A Fresh Look at Fear, and that's the one you're going to get. And I want to just read a little excerpt before I pray for you. because it's that you will love this and it'll minister to your heart. Ultimately, overcoming our fears is entirely dependent upon the hope we have in the love of Jesus. By God's power, despite and even amidst our fears, we are all on this journey of becoming more in love with Jesus. When I pursue him, I soon find myself lost in his love. Eventually, I realize my fears have started to fade and lose their grip on me. I'm less nervous, less worried, less afraid than I used to be. Am I still vulnerable to fear? Absolutely. The same things that scared me 10 years ago or even 20 years ago, they still scare me, but I'm now less afraid. As I turn toward God, I see my fears in perspective. I begin to see with eyes of faith, and I see a God who's bigger, stronger, and more powerful than whatever the crisis is that I'm in. I still face fears, but instead of bogging me down, they invite me to run to God. I have hope in the face of fear. I'm praying this will encourage you. I'm going to pray for you, and then we're going to play a Priscilla Shire clip that says, "Who's your daddy?" And it's just a reminder that Jesus, he's your daddy, girl, and he's going to take care of you and your precious little one. Lord, I thank you for my dear sister. I thank you that you love her. You've committed to her, and you've already been faithful. I pray you'd remind her of the ways that you've come through for her, and I ask you, God, to show her, just give her wisdom and strength and faith where fear has assaulted her. You've not given her a spirit of fear. Fear is a spirit, and it comes against us. So we come against it in the name of Jesus. We put it under our feet, and I thank you that you're going to give her clarity and courage and a strong sense of what next step she needs to take. You're never going to leave her or forsake her. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Susie.
You're going to make it, sister. Now listen to Priscilla Shire ask you, who's your daddy? I love this. Let's listen.
When you feel like you can't handle the task at hand and you ask yourself, girl, who's your daddy? Because I remember when Jerry said that to me and I got a good look at him, I felt secure. I felt taken care of, not because of me, but because of who I belong to. And what if when you got a good look at your God, remembering who he is and that you belong to him? Listen, I think until the Lord stops me from taking platforms and ministering to women, I will say this until the day that I die, reminding myself as I do when I am quietly alone and I look myself in the mirror and say, girl, who's your daddy? You know what I tell myself? I tell myself, he is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's the keeper of creation and the creator of all. He's the architect of the universe and the manager of all time. He always was, always is, always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, and never undone. He was bruised but brought healing. He was pierced but eased pain. He was persecuted but brought freedom. He was dead and brings life. He has risen to bring power, and he reigns to bring peace. The world can't understand him. Armies can't defeat him. Schools can't explain him. And leaders, they can't ignore him. Herod couldn't kill him. Nero couldn't crush him. The New Age cannot replace him. And Oprah cannot explain him away. She can't. She can't do it. You remind yourself that he is light, he is love, he is longevity, and he is the Lord. He is goodness and kindness and faithfulness, and he is God. He is holy and righteous and powerful and pure. His ways are right, his word eternal, his will unchanging, and his mind is on us. He's our Savior, our guide, our peace, our joy, our comfort, our Lord, and he rules our lives. I serve him because his bond is love, his yoke is easy, his burden is light, and his goal for us is abundant life. I follow him because he's the wisdom of the wise, the power of the powerful, the ancient of days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of all leaders. His goal is a relationship with me. He'll never leave you, never forsake you, never mislead you, never forget you, never overlook you, and never cancel your appointment in his appointment book.
Come on, somebody. Well, that ends our first Talk to Me Thursday. Email me. I would love to know if this has been an encouragement to you. You can also call our faith line and tell me other things you want to talk about, and we may use your audio, right? Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In a bit, you'll find a podcast for today's program on our website at myfaithradio.com. Remember this. The Lord wants you to last long and finish strong. He's the one who'll keep you strong to the end. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Live the Promise. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend. Help grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and then never miss a show.